suspense.
General, my friend, sit down. Sit down.
Thank you, my leader.
As you know, General, our glorious armies are fighting on three fronts. Our supply lines are stretched as far as they can go.
Yes, my leader.
The next few months will determine the destiny of our country, which means our personal destinies, too.
I am ready and willing to stand beside you to the end, my leader.
Is that all you have to offer me, General? The pessimism of a martyr?
But, my leader,
We are not going to lose the war! We will be victorious! We must be victorious! No matter what the difficulties, we will surmount them. The world will be ours. Ours!
Yes, yes, my leader.
Ours. We will let nothing stand in our way.
Nothing.
But there are certain people standing in our way, General.
I have no doubt that our armies and the Air Force will defeat them. As you have said so many times, my leader, we are the strongest when our backs are to the wall.
These people I speak of are not the enemy that our armies face at the front. They're the enemy within.
The enemy within?
They are the people I have placed in concentration camps.
Yes, my leader. They are the ones who dared to die.
They're a blemish. Each one's a festering sore. It's sapping the strength of our country. They must be taken care of. Each and every one. Every single one of them.
I have just read a comprehensive report on your concentration camps, my leader. They are dying in the hundreds every day.
That is not quick enough. I, too, have studied that report, General. For every prisoner that dies, three come to replace him. We now have more than a million. We have to feed them. We need men to guard them. Men who should be at the front, killing the barbarians who are trying to close in on me. The enemy within presents a grave problem, General.
You have solved other problems, my leader.
And I have always received able assistance from you, whenever required.
Thank you, my leader.
I need your help again, General.
My life is at your disposal.
It is good to have a man like you beside me, General. Others are losing their heads and their courage. They're falling apart when I need them most. But you, General, I can always depend on you.
Always.
And you'll be rewarded when my destiny is being fulfilled. But before we can emerge victorious, there remains this problem of the enemy within. We must find a quick and efficient way of getting them off our hands. Here. Look at this wall map. Liberth concentration camp, 60 miles away. We will use this concentration camp in our experiment.
How many are at Liberth, my leader?
50,000. We will see, General, how quickly we can get rid of them, eh?
I'll be back in just a minute to tell you more of tonight's story, The Assassins.
This is Brother Olaf with a special invitation from us to you to meet us at the City of Refuge, the most unusual city of this generation, at Culloden, Georgia, beautiful place, for the camp meeting, the annual camp meeting, August 8, 9, and 10. That's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Two services every day, starting Thursday night. And we have some wonderful preachers come in and some great singers. I'll tell you, this will be the top camp meeting of all the camp meetings we've ever had. And if you can, bring a little food along. If you can't, we'll serve food. We never make a charge for bed, for clothing, for food, for anything that we share with you or anybody that comes our way. And you'll be our invited guest. We're looking forward to seeing all of you. That's August 8, 9, and 10. At that unusual place called the City of Refuge, Culloden, Georgia.
$50,000 prisoners.
Yes, to be eradicated. And that's only the beginning. Once we've decided the best way to get rid of them, we'll use that method in all our concentration camps. I will not be happy till reports show me that tens of thousands of them are being taken care of every day in the week.
That should not be too difficult to achieve, my leader.
But we must keep it a secret, General. It would not do for our people to learn what is happening.
You are right, of course. Some people are inclined to be squeamish about such things.
Yes, but not us, eh, General?
Not us, my leader.
They've been asking for it. They said I could not do this, I could not do that. When I segregated them from the others like one with lepers, when I took their property and their money, they still defied me. They sought strength in their religion. They refused to accept that I, and only I, have the power of life and death.
You are the one they should be worshipping. They should be kissing your feet.
They will soon lie beneath my feet, all of them.
Yes, all of them. I will devote every moment of my time to achieving that end, my leader.
We will need a small group of men. Men who have shown that they're loyal and can keep a secret. Courageous, dedicated men. You have any idea who can lead this group, General?
Yes. Yes, my leader. I know the perfect man.
Paul, look through the window. See, the children are playing ball.
Yes.
They're so happy, Eric Dagmar.
Look, Eric just threw the ball under the barbed wire. One day, Maria, soon I hope the children will not see barbed wire. Nor will you.
Oh, it is far, far worse for other women. Their husbands and their sons are dying at the front.
That's where I can't help feeling guilty. I should be at the front.
But you're needed here. Think of what you've done in less than a year. When we arrived, the prison was filthy. The prisoners were dying by the hundreds. Look at Dagmar now. It's more like a clean, tidy little town than a prison.
But I'm a soldier.
I want my soldier to remain alive.
You don't understand, Maria. Great things are happening, and I want to be part of it.
But you are part of it. When we arrived here, the prisoners were bitter, broken men. But you gave them hope. They were breaking rocks or digging holes and then filling them again. You gave them worthwhile work to do, making boots.
Boots?
Boots for the army. And the younger prisoners. You drilled them, made soldiers of them. Many went straight from here to the front to fight for our country.
Well, I remain behind. I'm a soldier, Maria, not a prison warden.
Paul, if you were needed more at the front, they'd have accepted your applications for transfer.
They refused me a dozen times.
Which proves you are needed here.
Captain Koenig speaking. Yes? Yes? When? Thank you.
Paul, what is it?
He is coming here. Coming here to Dagmar.
The leader?
No, but it is almost the same thing. His deputy.
I'm very pleased to meet you, Captain.
Everything is ready, sir, if you wish to make an inspection of the prison.
An inspection is not necessary, Captain. The leader and I are very satisfied with your work here.
Thank you, General. Shall I present you to my staff?
No, I'm interested in speaking to you alone, Captain Koenig.
My office?
Fine. You have a wonderful view of the prison grounds from this window. You have worked wonders here, Captain.
Thank you, General.
And now, Major?
Major?
That is right. You see, our leader appreciates your hard work and devotion to duty. So he has asked me to deliver these orders, promoting you to Major.
I am very grateful.
And that is not all. Stand at attention, Major. Our leader has ordered that for distinguished service, you be decorated with the Silver Cross. There. Congratulations.
I feel that I don't deserve this great honor, General.
And why do you say that?
There are officers dying at the front. Well,
dying is an easy sacrifice, Major. In fact, dying for our leader is an honor. Men who are given the chance to die should feel nothing but gratitude. Don't you agree, Major?
Of course.
Men who are important to our country and our glorious leader must live on. They are too valuable to die. You, Major, You are such a man.
That's most gratifying, General, but I can't see why. I'm merely the military warden of a prison.
But you have shown what you are capable of, and so great things have been planned for you.
Am I here to the front?
I have just told you, Major. Some of us are too valuable to die.
Does that mean I'm to remain here at Daxma Prison?
No. You are to be transferred.
Where?
To Libert's concentration camp.
Concentration camp?
You'll be in charge there.
Another prison assignment.
You are wrong, Major. It is not just another prison assignment. Here at Daxma, you have dealt with ordinary prisoners, thieves and thugs. But at Libert, you will be dealing with the enemies of our glorious leader. Here, you are ordered to clean up the prison, to improve conditions, to get the prisoners to do worthwhile work, and to do all in your power to rehabilitate them.
And at Libert concentration camp, General?
It will be quite different there. They are nothing but dirt beneath our feet. That is what they must become. At the front lines, our soldiers are fighting the enemies of our leader. With guns and bombs, they are destroying the enemy wherever they find him. Yet here, inside our country, they are allowed to live. The food they eat is needed elsewhere. The men who guard them are required at the front. And so we must rid ourselves of them. By order of our glorious leader, we must wipe them from the face of the earth.
Execution?
That is too nice a word. Extermination is much better. And you have been chosen, Major, to find the most expeditious method of carrying out this work.
I see.
Our leader is depending on you, Major. What is wrong? Don't you like the assignment?
I had been hoping I would be sent to the front.
But you are needed elsewhere. It is our leader's wish that you go to Libert. It is his order. What do you say to that, Major?
I am a soldier. I do as I am ordered.
Good, good. Look at it this way, Major. If your work is successful, you will be releasing many thousands of men for duty at the front. We have chosen you above all others, Major, because we know you can be depended upon. Our leader and I will be looking forward to your report.
I have been promoted to Major and decorated by order of our leader himself. But that doesn't seem to make you happy, Maria.
It makes me very happy and proud, Paul.
Then please try to act as though it does.
What's wrong?
Libert concentration camp. I've heard stories about that place.
You heard stories about Daxma, too.
But this is an ordinary prison. A concentration camp is different. Women and children, even babies, herded like animals.
But to have them walking about free? They're enemies of our leader.
Even babies?
Babies grow to be men and women.
I never heard you talk like this before, Paul.
We must be realistic, Maria. But perhaps it would be best if you and the children went to live with your sister in the country.
No. I want to be with you.
Then you'd better start packing. We leave in the morning.
In just a moment, we return with our story, The Assassins. Your car is in the repair shop. Why not ride the city coach lines? City coach lines have coaches going all over the city. You'll enjoy them being on time and clean. And you'll enjoy sitting back and letting them do the driving.
Lieutenant Hauptmann reporting for duty.
Sit down, Lieutenant.
Thank you, Major Koenig. Here are my orders. And also the orders of the 6 enlisted men who accompanied me here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 5 sergeants and a corporal. All of them from the military police. You too are from the military police, Lieutenant.
Yes, sir.
Have you any idea why you were sent here?
Only that I am to serve under your command. I have not been told anything about my duties.
And I'll tell you now. There are more than 50,000 enemies of our leader here at Libert. Our job is to dispose of them as quickly and as efficiently as we can.
Dispose of them?
Exterminate them. I go out and bring the men in here. They must be sworn to secrecy.
Major Koenig.
What is it, Bush?
These plans for the building I am constructing.
Yes?
According to these plans, there will be one window, 12 inches square, to be set 5 feet from the ground. The window is to be barred from the inside.
And what of it?
According to this, it is a fixed window. There is no way to open it.
That's correct. Anything else?
Yes. The window, Major, is only one of the things that puzzles me. There is the door, to be reinforced with steel plates. There are 4 shower bars to be installed, yet there is no plumbing to be connected to the showers. For ventilation, there is to be a small pipe set in the concrete only inches above the ground.
Well?
May I ask whose idea it was to construct such a building?
You may not, Bush. Your job is to follow those plans and construct the building in the shortest possible time. That'll be all, Bush. Get to work. Back a little further. Good. Sergeant, that rubber hose. Attach it to the exhaust pipe of the truck.
Yes, Major.
Now, push the end of the hose into that opening in the building. Yeah, that will do. Lieutenant?
Yes, sir.
The first batch of prisoners, are they ready?
Sergeant Mueller has them in the compound.
Have Sergeant Mueller bring them here to the building at once. Be quiet and I'll explain. I'm Major Koenig, the new commandant. I'm determined that you prisoners will keep yourselves clean. That is why I have constructed this building. For the showers inside with plenty of hot water. You'll be brought here every few days for a hot shower. All right, go inside. Hurry! Hurry up there! There are many more at the camp who must come here too. Get them inside, Lieutenant.
Yes, Major. All right, inside. Come on, inside.
You! Go inside with the others.
No.
What's wrong? Don't you like the idea of a hot shower?
I do not believe you.
Get inside. Don't be foolish.
Why don't some of you come with us? Why do we go it alone?
2 of my men will go with you as soon as you are all inside.
No, you're going to kill us.
Sergeant, get him in.
Do it, Major, says. No, no, they are going to kill us.
In the door. Through the door.
I made you some sandwiches. Oh, Paul, you look so tired.
I'm all right.
But for weeks now, you've been working all day and most of the night.
It's work that must be done.
But I don't understand.
You're not meant to understand. Now go to bed and leave me alone.
Very well, Paul.
Maria. Thank you for the sandwiches.
Yes, Paul. Good night.
Good night. That she doesn't know. Who is it?
Lieutenant Hauptmann.
Come in. What is it, Lieutenant?
I must talk to you.
Can't it wait till tomorrow?
No.
Well, what is it?
I can't go on, Major.
What do you mean you can't go on?
I'm a soldier. I'll die on the battlefield gladly. But killing helpless women and children...
You must close your eyes to it.
And what of my conscience?
A good soldier can't afford the luxury of a conscience. Believe me, I know how you feel. But what we are doing is very important to our leader. Now, have something to drink and go to sleep.
But I can't go on, I tell you, I can't.
You must. It's either that or death.
Good night, Lieutenant.
In just a moment, we return with our story, The Assassin.
A new wardrobe each summer runs into money, but many folks consider it almost a necessity. The previous year's clothes have lost their shape, look faded and dull. Here's a good tip for anyone who wants to save money. Right now, while your summer clothes are still bright, send them to one-hour Martinizing. Good, thorough cleaning and careful pressing are more important, of course, during the warm weather months than any other season. You can expect the best and never be disappointed when you take your clothes to one-hour Martinizing, 7 locations in Greenville.
Major Koenig speaking. General.
You're sure?
On his way here to my house. Thank you. General.
Paul?
Maria, please leave me alone. I'm expecting the general.
That might be him now. Please go.
Very well, Paul.
Coming. General. Please come in. No idea you were coming. I would have met you.
I drove straight from headquarters just after your report arrived.
I trust everything is satisfactory.
Our leader is furious. Apparently more than 1,000 have been exterminated in one full week of operation. At that rate, it'll take a year to dispose of the prisoners here.
We expect an increase in the amount from now on.
An increase of how many?
Almost double.
2,000 a week. It's not nearly enough. Our leader will not be happy till each concentration camp can get rid of at least 20,000 a week.
20,000? That's impossible.
And why is it impossible, Major?
We have only one building at our disposal.
Then erect more buildings.
If we do, we'll need more trucks to make the carbon monoxide gas.
Send out a requisition order for more trucks and labor, and you will get it.
Very well, General.
Your immediate target is 5,000 units a week. You will achieve that target within a month.
I'll do my best.
You will achieve it, or you will be replaced by someone who can. In that event, Major, I do not like to think of what will happen to you. Goodbye.
Maria. Maria, what? Why are you looking at me like that?
You're a murderer.
You heard?
Yes. A murderer.
It's something that must be done.
Women and children and babies.
Enemies, all of them, enemies.
Enemies? Children?
Yes, all of them.
I knew something was wrong, but I never dreamt it could be this. Exterminating people.
They are not people, they're just numbers. Numbers that must have led to a greater and greater total. And I'll do it. I'll do it!
You want 6 more buildings, Major?
Yes, 6. You'll have all the material and labor you need. The building must be erected within 2 weeks.
2 weeks? It can't be done.
It will be done, Bush. I am Major Koenig, the commandant. There are hot showers inside the building. Each of you will have a shower and a clean change of clothing. Now move quickly and go inside the building.
What happened to all the others who came here? Where are they?
I said to go inside the building.
Where are the others? Where are they?
Yes, where are they?
Get inside or we will shoot!
Inside!
Five 5,000 units. I've done it. Lieutenant, how dare you come in here without knocking?
I'm finished, Major. I'm finished. I can stand no more of it.
You've been drinking?
Yes. Yes, I've been drinking. They say the drinking makes you forget, but no! What we've seen, we can never forget.
Go back to your quarters.
I'm never going back. I'm leaving this man-made hell. I'm going to walk. Just walk till I can walk no more.
Hauptmann, you've been drinking. So I'll forget what you've just said if you go back to your quarters.
I said I was finished. I mean it.
Then you leave me no alternative but to arrest you for disaster.
Don't touch that phone, Major. window.
Oh.
Maria.
Lord. The doctor.
No. Hold my hand. I'm afraid. I'm so afraid.
Paul. Oh, Paul. I wonder if you'll find peace.
And that concludes tonight's perilous story, The Assassins.